This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. California Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger held his first news conference this afternoon, saying he expected a smooth transition to power and promising to work with Democratic leaders in Sacramento for the good of Californians.
I think there's much work that we can do together. I have talked to all those leaders today, the Senator Burton and all those guys, Wesson, and they all said we are looking forward working with you, Arnold. It will be terrific. I think we can accomplish a lot together, and I believe that. It's all about leadership. What I want to bring to Sacramento is leadership.
NPR's John McChesney was at the news conference in Los Angeles, and he joins us now. John, the impression from Governor-elect Schwarzenegger is that this is one big, happy family coming together.
Well, so far it looks that way, Melissa. He's been talking to Senator John Burton, the Democratic leader of the California Senate. He talked to Senator Feinstein this morning. He talked to Senator Barbara Boxer this morning. He talked to President Bush. He said that Feinstein and Boxer were both helpful. He expects a lot of help from the federal government for California in its time of trouble. He even talked to Nelson Mandela. He said one of his heroes.
There was a moment at this news conference, John, that made you realize that this is no ordinary governor-elect. Let's listen to some of what Arnold Schwarzenegger had to say about his plans for the future.
I will work as a governor. I will work as much as I can, even if it is around the clock. There will be no time for movies or anything else. I will pay full attention to this job. I take this job very seriously, and I want to make sure that I will provide the jobs that people want.
No time for movies.
No time for movies, Melissa. He also said he's going to put all of his businesses in a blind trust for the moment. Trust me, though, there will be a movie in Sacramento. This is a guy who knows how to manage his public image very well. He has done a magnificent job of managing the publicity on his campaign. There will be a movie. It'll come out in little pieces and chapters.
There were very few specifics about his economic plans. He repeated his call that he will not raise taxes, that he'll open up the books of California to expose the waste. Any sense of what he plans to do about the budget deficit that's looming in California?
Not in any specific way. That's been true since the campaign began. He has a council of economic advisors. He said, you know, he's going to hire an independent auditing firm to come in and open up the books and take a look at what the operating deficit is. He said, we really don't know what it is. It's all over the place. It could be over $20 billion, he said today. The first thing he plans on doing, he said, as a governor, is to roll back this tripling of California's car tax. But he and Senator Burton are already in a dispute about whether he can legally do that right away with a signature. I've dealt with this question over today, and it's just not clear whether he can do that. He's promised over and over again he would do that. If he does do it, if he is able to do it legally, it means $4 billion more to the deficit, and he's going to have to figure out a way to deal with that.
He had said before the election that after the election he would talk in detail about the allegations of sexual misconduct against him. He was not asked about that by reporters today.
He was not asked about that by reporters. The reporters, I have to say, today were far more restrained than they have been as the pack of hungry dogs looking for red meat on the road here. They were very restrained. But afterwards, Sean Walsh, campaign spokesman, was asked about this. And Walsh said, we're going to look back at this. We're going to do due diligence on this. We think that we've already refuted most of the allegations, but we're going to take a look at some of the others.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's John McChesney in Los Angeles.